I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Rwanda-backed rebel group M23 took another shaky step toward peace. A new international committee will now oversee the stalled ceasefire that they signed back in July. Pastor James Binyenzi serves with Rebuilders Ministry, a partner of Mission Aviation Fellowship.
In these 30 years, we have lost over 10 million people. And we have over 13 million displaced people.
More than 150 rebel groups operate in the Congo. The conflict is more about the nation's rich natural resources than anything else. But the Congo's biggest challenge is the rise of Islamic extremist groups, which makes gospel ministry especially dangerous. Pastor Binyenzi asks for the global church's prayers, advocacy, and support for the Congo. And in a world where abortion is politically charged, Life International challenges the church to see the missional call to protect the preborn. Alyssa Hollander with Life International says, calling preborn children the people of the womb helps the church orient the issue to the Great Commission.
Putting the term people of the womb on babies or people that are obviously human beings from the moment of conception, we feel really does something in people's hearts and minds to kind of awaken them to the reality, not only the humanity of the preborn, but also our particular role as the global church.
Practically, this mindset offers new ways to reach people with the gospel. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.